Another special message for our young people and, of course, our young at heart. We are shifting gears this week in the life of the church, and I know you've had to shift gears a lot lately, but I promise this is the good kind of shifting gears. We are entering into a new season of the church year, the season leading up to Christmas, the season called Advent. If you've been in the sanctuary at St. John's before, I bet you can imagine it beautifully decorated with the Advent wreath in the front on the communion table, the brightly lit Christmas trees on either side of the chancel, and of course, the blue banners that hang over your heads and remind us of the special words that guide us through this season. If you were all sitting with me up front right now, I'd ask you about those four special words. And maybe you can remember them without having to look at the banners. The words are hope, love, joy, and peace. And they really are more than just words. They are gifts to carry with us, ideas to think about, ways of being in the world, things to look for, and things to tell about. Which is exactly what I want to tell you about today. On this first Sunday of Advent, we celebrate the gift of hope. Hope is one of those words we use a lot, but when you stop and think about it, it's kind of hard to define. But hope is so important. In fact, I don't think we could live without it. You see, hope is all about what keeps us going and what lies ahead. It's something to look forward to. It's excitement and anticipation. It's that feeling you get when something really exciting is happening tomorrow and you just wish you could fall asleep faster so that tomorrow would come sooner, but you can't fall asleep because you're too excited. That is what God's hope feels like. So hope is the perfect word for the first Sunday of Advent because something exciting is coming, the birth of Jesus. And hope is what will keep us going on our journey to the stable where baby Jesus will be born. Now, hope isn't just an Advent or a Christmas thing. Hope is here in all times and in all places. All we have to do is look for it and see it and choose it. There is a lot that makes hope seem hard to see or hard to find, especially this year with all the changes and challenges we have had. But there is no less hope in the world now than there was in years before. And there will be no less hope tomorrow, no matter what happens. What we have to work on together is our ability to see it and our ability to tell about it and share the hope we have found. In the weeks ahead, I hope you'll be looking for hope in places you might expect, and in places where you never, ever would think hope, excitement, and happy anticipation might show up. Look for hope in new experiences. Look for hope in the people around you. Look for hope when you're sad or frustrated. Look for hope as you do your favorite holiday traditions, and as you do some new things and make new memories. Then, once you find some hope, I hope that you'll share what you found with others so that you can be the hope that someone else is looking for. In your carryout connection box this week, or bag, we've got a fun activity and game for you. I used to make these little games out of folded paper at recess in elementary school and call them fortune tellers. And I'll bet some of your parents have made them before too. This is a little different, though, because today you're going to make your own hope fortune teller, or hope teller, as we're calling it. So get the paper hope teller and the instructions from your box, and be sure to follow those instructions closely. There are a lot of steps for cutting and folding and playing. In the game, you'll choose a word on the inside flap and spell that word as you move the fortune teller in each direction. Finally, you will pick a word on the inside and lift the flap to find out your hope fortune or answer your hope question. We hope this little activity will remind you that as we enter into the season of Advent, God calls us to be on the lookout for hope in our world and in our lives. And God also calls us to share that hope with others. As you seek out hope in your everyday life, remember that we are hope seekers too. And as you make your hope teller and discover what's inside, remember that we are hope tellers too. Just a reminder, before you dive into your Advent bag, we have a special season-long activity for you to do. Included in your bag is everything you need to make an Advent wreath that we will use all throughout the season of Advent. In your bag, you'll find a piece of green foam and a packet of foam candles and decorations. Be sure to follow the instructions in the packet to make the wreath, but don't put all the flames on the candles yet. But you can go ahead and put one flame onto one purple candle. This is the candle of hope. May the light of hope light our way this week, this season, and all the days ahead. Let's end our time together by praying, and then, of course, we will join in praying our Lord's Prayer. Let's pray. God of hope, thank you for that feeling we get when we know something good is around the corner. Thank you for giving us the strength to keep going because we know good things lie ahead. Thank you for the light that comes even after times of darkness. Thank you for hope. Help us to be hope seekers, to make a special effort and pay special attention to see and feel hope in all that is happening around us. And then help us to be hope tellers, to tell about what it feels like to be hope-filled so that everyone can experience the hope of this special season and of your love. All of these things we pray in Christ's hope-filled name, the one who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Rejoice, rejoice.